This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today we are speaking with Lieutenant David Todd of the Mountain Grove Fire Department on an issue that affects all of rural Missouri. Lieutenant Todd, what can you tell us about it?
So one of the biggest issues that rural firefighters and EMS come across quite often is when we get called out, especially at late at night, but this is during all times of the day, but when people call us, we can't find their addresses many times because, one, their mailbox doesn't have numbers, or they're just unlegible.
When it comes to things like that, it makes it much harder for firefighters to get to the right address where a active fire might be. Is that correct?
This is it's not even including fires. This is including EMS calls, and actually it's worse on EMS calls. For the simple fact, you know, a fire, we can generally see the glow at night or the smoke and so like that. So that's not too hard. It's the EMS side of it that it's truly affecting. You know, when somebody's having a heart attack or a stroke or anything like that, time is of the essence. And the biggest problem we find is locating their address. A lot of people are just under the assumption, well, I get my mail every day, so, you know, I don't know why they have trouble. Well, those mail carriers, they have a normal uniform track they follow, and so it's pretty much easy to negotiate for them. And a lot of times, they're coming from the outside in the town. So the mailbox numbers generally are located on the opposite side coming into town, whereas fire, police, and EMS, we're coming from inside of town. So as we're going out, we need to be able to see them on there. And like I said, a lot of times they're either really tiny numbers or they're just not there. We literally ran two calls yesterday that there was just no numbers, and it was on numerous houses. So instead of just, you know, maybe looking at one house and seeing the address, we can go kind of off that. There was none on several. So we really was having a difficult time just trying to find that particular house. And like I said, time is of the essence in a stroke or a heart attack, or, you know, you're working on a few piece of farm equipment and a tractor or something falls on you.
So for people who are looking to update their numbers on their mailbox, is there any particular kind of lettering that they should use?
So we're not really too particular on that. I've seen numbers with metal signs on top of them or hanging from the mailbox or even on the post. The biggest thing is make sure they're big enough to see. Like, you know, if you're going to put it on the post, make sure it's like 4-inch lettering. And a big thing is, if possible, you don't have to, but if possible, make it reflective. It gives us that much more higher chance of seeing it that much faster in the middle of an emergency. It's better to go drive by at 20 mile an hour trying to look versus having to stop and really see the mailbox.
I know in this information age, we rely on GPS to get a lot of places. Lieutenant Todd, do you guys have issues with GPS sometimes?
We do. We actually run off of a system from our 911 dispatch, and it goes straight to our phone. But what we have found many times is GPS is either outdated or something has changed, and so you really can't rely on that GPS in the rural setting. Cities, yeah, it works pretty darn good. But in the rural settings, it's not really the best to rely on, because there's many times it's led us, you know, 10 miles past where we're supposed to even be.
Lieutenant Todd, thank you for speaking with us. Is there anything else you would like to let the people know?
Try to spread the word on this. I mean, we're not here to make any money off this or anything like that. We are here to save lives. And wherever you're at, support your local fire departments. And if you are interested in checking out and being part of something that's amazing, go out and check out your local fire department. Some of them are career, some of them are volunteer. Check them out, support them, and maybe even join up with them, because we're always needing help in the fire service.
Well, thank you, Lieutenant Todd. This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News.